Perek Hey Mishnah Dalet. Okay, we're in the tens. The whole Perek so far has been doing things that are counted by ten, with the idea that ten represents a complete unit, as I mentioned before. Asara Nisim Nasul Lavisenu B'Mitzrayim VaAsara Al Hayam. 10 miracles happened to the Aves in Mitzrayim and 10 on the Yam. Eser Maka, you say, because Baruch Hal Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim, Vassar Al Yam. So it's very difficult to say Pasha Taich in the Mishnah. The 10 Makas we heard of. The Asara Nisim, anybody can tell me even one of the Asara Nisim? In Mitzrayim there were 10 Makas. Mishnah says there were 10 Nisim and 10 Makas.
Women probably didn't have miscarriages. Was that one of the Nisim?
Maybe they didn't get splinters either. Like, how do you know? I know they didn't have miscarriages. Huh? I don't know, Rabbeinu Yaina says in his Pirish that the Asara Nisim are that the ten Makis didn't affect Klal Yisrael. In other words, there were 10 protections on Klal Yisrael. And this follows the opinion of the Ramban that all the Nisim did not affect Klal Yisrael, not like Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra says that 7 out of the 10, or 6 out of the 10 did affect Klal Yisrael. It says only the ones where it says Beferish and the Pasuk, they did not. But it's a very hard opinion to understand why the Jews would have had their water turned to blood, or why they would have had frogs in their house. Like, it's difficult to understand. So the opinion of most Rishayim is that the Jews were not affected by the Makis, and according to that interpretation, that's pshat in the first part of this Mishnah.
You have to explain why it says by those particular ones that it didn't affect.
You have to answer why by Dever and Orev and, which one am I missing? There are three that it says Beferish, and obviously Makis Becheiris. But there are three that it says Beferish, is it Barad? There are three that I think Dever, Orev, and Barad that it says Beferish. And,
I think
that Dever,
right?
Dever, Dever
is
a Dever. Dever, the end of the Mishnah is Eser Nisyai Nais Nisu Ave Mokim Baruch.
How many they get the Yam? How many?
Oh, so that's a Kasha. That's a Kasha. It's asked here is, here it says there were 10 Nisim on the Yam, and the Haggadah it says there were either 50, 200, or 250 on the Yam. So. Makos. Here it says Makos. Esa Makos, Shvarcha Mitzvah Mitzvahim Vassar Aliyam. Right, the second part of the Mishnah. So, what did I see? That, the answer that I saw was that the 50 or the 250 were all in the 10 Makos. There were 10 Makos on the Mitzvah in the Yam, and all of them had subcategories of Makos, and that's why. And that's why it was Asara Aliyam. It's not so satisfying, but okay. Eser Nisyayna is Nisu Aviseinu Asamakim Baruch Hu Bamidbar. There were 10 Nisyaynais, literally a test, that Avais, so to speak, tested God in the Midbar. Shnema Vienasu Oisis Eser Pamim Velo Shamu Bikaili. So there were 10, most famously, this week's Parasha of the Egel, and ending with the Meraglim, there were a total of 10. Actually, the Egel was not the first. It was the Mara, the rebellion over the water. And that's... Okay, certainly the Slav. The question is what this Mishnah is doing in Pirkei Avos. This Mishnah seems to be a piece of history and not a... doesn't sound like a... some that belongs in Makis, which is telling you the Midas HaChasidus, how a righteous person is supposed to behave. What does that have to do with the fact that there were ten Makis at the Yam and 10 Makis in Mitzrayim? It doesn't seem to have any bearing. At the end of the Mishnah, Eser Nisyainais at first glance also has no bearing on Pirkei Avos. It seems to be just a piece of historical fact and not a limud. So at the end of the Mishnah, Chaim Volozhiner does explain, Nosu Aviseinu, he says, Ki im yechta adam, listen to what he says, im yechta adam mei roiv taiva lo yechashiv lo la'oven kolkach. When is a person closer to sin? When has all kinds of tzaris, or when he has wealth? So Rav Chaim Volozhin says a person is closer to sin when he's successful and he's wealthy. So it goes to a person's head. He's a bar gaiva. A person who will sin from having a lot of good. What?
Isn't that supposed to be opposite?
You're supposed to behave both ways. But many people think of it the opposite way. And that's why I'm saying here, Chaim Volozhin is saying a chiddush. It says, Vayishman Yisrael Vayivot. When the Jews were fat, then they kick. Then they rebel. So that is a special nesayon not to listen to Rabbi Nishalayla when a person has gaiva, the gaiva that comes with lo'oka and with well. It's your fault, Hashem, because you gave me. And what Eliyahu said a similar thing? What Eliyahu say?
It's a horror that we gave to the class, Joe.
It's a horror, it says that.
Okay. Spoke about it, that before each time we get a big market, the Yidden are very successful financially.
That's right, that's right. There's some math says that people are successful, that's the cycle. Look, right. when a person is wealthy, his nesayon is gaiva, to do averus. When a person is poor, his nesayon is yiyush and depression.
Maybe.
So, what it's saying here is that the nesayon of gaiva is worse. Ki ma yaseh haben, v'leyachta. Ach me'ayini im yachtih sharisa avim pela. But somebody who sins when he doesn't have a lot, that's an Avim Pela, v'zeh shomer. Nosu aviseinu b'midbar, d'sham siv v'yadcha v'yarivech, l'mar anais lo nasei secha, asishmar mitzvayso. So chet aderach ha-pela, v'day le-hoven. He's saying is, in the midbar, even though they had camel loads of, donkey loads of wealth, but they had a lot of money, but they had no place to spend it in the midbar. They had gold and silver, but you can't eat gold and silver. Gold and silver is really totally worthless. It's only worth something because other people will pay you for it. Gold is a useless metal. So in the Midbar, they were totally dependent on the Rabbi Nishalaylam, and they still sinned. Zeuchei taderech hapela. So that's his chiddush here, that it's, that the chiddush of the Mishnah, of the last part of the Mishnah, is Asar Nisim Nesavisein Asamachim Baruch Hu, in the Midbar. I saw in the Likud HaSheish, I saw he brings from the Medrash Shmuel, I believe, that the lesson of the Mishnah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's patience with Klal Yisrael. Tying the beginning and the end of the Mishnah. That God did all these things for Klal Yisrael. 10 Makis and 10 Nisim and under Yam again 10 Makis. And still, V'yinasi Oisiz Esapam V'lo Shabu B'Kaili. The Mishnah is meant to teach the Rabbi Nishalom's patience with Klal Yisrael. And V'halachta B'drachav, that we should have a similar type of patience with other Jews with whom we deal. And even if we do them all kinds of favors and they rebel, we should be patient. It's a famous thing that if you do someone a major favor, you can be sure you have a falling out with him after a while. It's an interesting part of human nature to be that way. All right, anyway, this is the 10 of Mishnah Dal. Mishnah Hey. Asar Nisim Navel Aviseinu B'Beis HaMikdash. Again, the Mishnah seems to be telling us a lesson without having anything to do with Midas. It says there were 10 miracles that happened to the Avais in the Beis HaMikdash. Lohi pila isha me'reach basar ha'kaydish. A woman did not miscarry from the butcher shop smell, the smell of the basar ha'kaydish. So she didn't miscarry. I don't see today that the pregnant women are so into everything they smell, but apparently in the time of the Gemara it was that way. It says in Yom Kippur, if a woman smelled something tasty, she would have to eat it, or it would come to saying, "Och sasai bulmis." What's bulmis? Bulmia? What's bulimia? What disease is that?
Hunger.
It's a hunger. Bulimia is a hunger.
They
so
don't eat, so they're very hungry, but they still don't eat.
Bulimia people who eat and eat and aren't satisfied. Isn't that what bulimia is?
It's an eating binge, I think.
It's an eating binge that doesn't satisfy.
Yeah.
I think that's bulimia.
They binge.
It's a woman, a person who has a disease that they eat and eat and they still feel hungry. That's bulmus. Bulmus in Shas, whenever it has words that come from Latin, the us ending
right.
Is like the hey ayadi in Hebrew. In Hebrew, when you say the, you say ha. Ha means, Baruch Hashem, ha mevayrach, blessed is the blessed God. the is Hakdama is that way. I think in Arabic is it Al, what is it called? What's the mask called? Al-Aska. Al, that means Al in Arabic, means the Chash. Us, the Us ending is the same thing, the Vav Saf ending. A lot of words you can recognize now. The Atlantic Ocean is called Ukiyanus. Ukiyanus. What is Ukiyanus? Ocean is Ukiyan in the Latin pronunciation. And Us is the ocean, that's the Atlantic Ocean, the ocean that goes around the earth, Ukiyanus. Or you have Tudus. Tudus is theater. Tudus, Sumchus, or right. All these things, the Vav Saf ending is a, means the. It's a Hei Hayadiya in Latin. That's the Aspianus, Titus. All the emperors had Us endings because they were very, very important people. What? Tudus Ishraimi came from Latin. Right? So, Clunimus comes from Kalman. Kalman comes from Clunimus. I don't know where Kalman comes from, but they say it's from Clunimus. Clunimus is Kalmanus, is the Kalman. Okay, so at any rate, how do we get into that? Oh, Bulmus, yeah, okay. So at any rate, lo yipila isha me'reach basar ha-kaydish, v'lo yisriach basar kaydish mi'aylam. And basar kaydish never spoiled. Second miracle. Third miracle, lo yiris vuv be'beis ha-mitbachayim. We'll have to see the importance of that. There was never a fly in the butcher area of the Beis HaMikdash. Number four, La'ira Keri L'Kayin Gadol B'Yom Kippurim. Kayin Yom Kippurim never became Thomas Keri, and he'll explain that as well. We'll explain it. V'lo'i Chavu Gishomim Eishal Atzei Maracha. The fire and the Maracha was never put out, even in a rain like this evening's rain, apparently. V'lo'i Natzcha HaRuach HaSamud HaOshan. And the wind did not spread the straight pillar of smoke that came up from the Mizbeach. In the Bayis Sheni. In the Bayis Rishon, the pillar of smoke took the form of a Ari. The Gemara says the smoke formed the form of a lion over the Mizbeach. The second Bayis Hamikdash was an Amud HaOshan, was straight. V'lo nim tza psul ba'omer b'shtei alechem lechem ha'panim. There was never any psul in these three bread-related karbanis. Oim nim tzfufin b'shtach v'ruv ha'achim. They would stand tight and bow spread out. The snake or scorpion never damaged Yerushalayim at all. And a person never said to his friend, there's not enough room in Yerushalayim. Yes, some Sefer makes this comment that it was very tight in Yerushalayim. The thing is, the miracle was that people didn't complain about it. People wouldn't talk, harshly about Yerushalayim. I said, these are ten nisim.
Wasn't the shulchan also the same width as the room it was in?
The aron.
The shulchan, wasn't it the same width?
No, the shulchan was in a very large room, but the aron HaKodesh didn't take up space in its room.
Okay.
It didn't take up space. So I saw this question that's asked. There are a few other miracles, like the fact that the aron didn't take up its place. It says the kruvim.
It says it wasn't Begali. Only the
Nisim Begali. Only the Nisim Begali. What I remember seeing is that these are the Nisim that benefited the people in one way or another. Maybe it means Begali, that people saw it and they saw it. There were other Nisim that were in the, it says that the ashes were swallowed up every day in the ground. So I don't know why that's not mentioned. So I don't know why it's not mentioned.
Why is the
So there's a geschmack of art on that. But why is it a miracle that there was no carry to the Yom Kippur? That means carry means that he didn't have a Thomas carry on the whole night. What's the chiddush of it? So here there's a famous idea. I don't think it comes from here. I think it's in the Medrash Shmuel. He says, I think it's in the Medrash Shmuel. He says that the Kliyakar's rule. The Kliyakar has his rule at the end of Parshas Bai that before, when two powers are fighting each other, before one is vanquished, it gives its greatest push. to survive. The example of this is the, when you've, if you ever see the candles going out, when it burns out, it gives one big flash of light right before it becomes extinguished. Nature is that when something is vanquished, it gives a flash of light. We've seen this by people who are dying, that before their death, they have a slight uptick in their behavior. Sometimes it gives the whole family false hope. But that's the nature. Nature is that something gives a big push before it's gone. So on Yom Kippur, the Yetzirah, which is the time of Kapara full of Klal Yisrael, the Yetzirah gave a big push on Yom Kippur for people to sin. And the fact that Lo Keri is contrary to what normally would have been. It would have been that the Yetzirah would have tried, however that means, but would have had a strength to have such a kayak. Rapam used to say about the conservative movement in the late 1990s, early 2000s, they were trying to establish a foothold in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. So Rapam said it's the last Torah. You know, the conservative movement is pretty much out. I mean, if you who among the Freyin of the world really know much of a difference between conservative and reform at this point. If people are committed, they're committed. If they're not, they're not. It's a shadow of what it once was, the conservative one. But anyway, this is the Rav Keri. So let's hear Chaim Volozhin's take on the Asara Nisim. And again, it seems to be out of place in Pirkei Avos. It doesn't discuss the midas of a person. It's a little hard to see why it's here. Asar Nisim Naslav Yisrael B'Beis HaMikdash, Yedua. It is known, Ki Kol Yebeis HaMikdash Remez L'Dvarim Al Yayin. Whatever happened in the Beis HaMikdash is a remez to higher ideas. V'Akoyel Tikun Gadol L'Klal Yisrael. Whatever happened in the Beis HaMikdash was a sort of a sense of repair or tikkun to Klal Yisrael. V'Lichvei Shederach Lufneim Lai Reisim Derech Hashiuch L'Sgabel Al Ara, and to beat a path which will allow them to be successful in the battle with evil. It's saying over here that these 10 miracles took place. Most of them are for the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash itself, and not for the purpose of people. The purpose of the miracles was to show the Jewish people to show God's behavior with people when people do God's will. There's an existence which is above nature, as it was in the Beis HaMikdash. A person will say, I can't learn, it weakens me. Kedusha doesn't cause a person damage. Even though it's the nature of a uberes that the smell affects us. That's why Kippurim she could eat. So I guess we'll have to stop here. But the idea here is to show the betachin of people who follow in the way of Hashem, that even though truly Torah is Mateshas Kaycha Shel Adam, but nevertheless, it won't do a person damage. We really have a rule that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do Nisim Bichdi. Hashem doesn't do Nisim for no purpose. Hashem Anes is a rare occurrence. Hashem does it for a purpose. The Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash seem to be without a compelling purpose. Certainly that the Aron didn't take up space didn't seem to have a compelling purpose. So there's an idea that there are two types of miracles. There are miracles that are done for the purpose. And then there are things that took place in the Beis HaMikdash because of where they were. Because of where they were. For example, Kriyas Yam Suf is a tremendous miracle. The Gemara says that Pinchas Ben Yair, when he wanted to cross the Yam, it split. He walked right across like nothing. Like, you know, he did it on the way there, on the way back. And, so I thought Kriyas Yam Suf was such a great miracle. How can it be Pichas Ben Yair could do it? So Yerushalmi says that Pichas Ben Yair told his Talmidim. Talmidim said, that's a neat trick. And how do you split the Yarden? I also want to go across. So he said, if a person never caused a creature, he didn't say another person, a human being who never caused a creature harm or pain will have the Yarden split for him. It's in the nature of the world. Such a person will have it happen. It's not a miracle for necessity. It's part of the kedusha of a person of that level. Mm-hmm. So the basic way to do is kedusha, b'meila, these things took place.
Chenina ben Daisa.
Chenina ben Daisa.
The vinegar burned,
or putting his foot over the hole and the scorpion right. died. So he said, loiha, loiha, ha'akra meimis, alachet meimis. It's not the scorpion that kills, it's the sin that kills. Said, oi loi lo adam. He said, woe to a person who meets a scorpion, and woe to a scorpion that meets Rav Chanina ben Daisa, because the scorpion is God.